What do you say to those who are saying that the law basically prevents the tradition that has kept Sierra Leone for a long time, and that you and your husband are trying to usurp the traditional belief system of Sierra Leoneans, the religious systems of Sierra Leone, because this has been acceptable for a long time? What do you tell them when they accuse you of with such criticism?
This has been acceptable for a long time. That is why Sierra Leone is where Sierra Leone is. So we need to change that narrative. And changing that narrative for the greater good for a nation should supersede what tradition says. What we're doing is not only empowering or saving the lives of young girls, but you are also giving them the opportunity to be educated. And when they are educated, they will be able to serve a nation and contribute to nation building. So I'm really not worried about what, and you know what, anybody who is a citizen of that country that wants our country to go forward and to be developed and to be a progressive country would want every child to be in school, not to be in a matrimonial home. And if you look at the rate of death in our hospitals, the number of young girls that are in the hospital due to pregnancy. Because when you're definitely married to a man, you're expected to have sex with that man. And when you do, you are also expected to be pregnant. Most of these children are so young, their bodies are not ready. And when it's time for them to deliver, they're not able to. Eventually, you lost the child, and then the child lost her own child. So it's like it's a loss to the nation. You're losing two children because of what? Because some pervert want to have sex with a kid? That should not be my problem.
So when we meet some of these young women and girls, and I've seen you meet some of them, what is the message to them, especially after the president signed this measure into law?
You know, I have a very good relationship with the young girls of our country. And I mean, I'm very much grateful because when they call themselves Fatima's children, that means that the hands of our girls resonates to them. Now, when you want to chase a girl or you want to date a girl, they themselves will want you to know what's their age. So they will tell you, I am Fatima's child. That is to tell you they are under 18 and it's a no-go area. So they themselves are part of the campaign. They're helping with the campaign and they're helping with the implementation of the campaign. The relationship I've built with these girls is one of trust and one of equal. And they feel safe with me. They believe that whatever I'm saying to them, I am saying it for their own good, not for my own personal gain. I don't hold a government position. I am not an elected member. I am just a wife of a president. So that gives me an opportunity to be, you know, as an outsider and speak the truth, speak truth to power, and also talk to the nation so that they understand what is our problem. And they don't see me as the problem, but they see me as a solution.
Sometimes enforcement of the law becomes a challenge in a lot of African countries, especially in the rural areas and among family members, because some of these practices have been going on for a long time. How do you see the implementation of this law after the president signed it into the measure into law?
I want you to ask me this question, you know, in 6 months' time, because I'm going to go back to the people. I'm going to go back and explain to them why we needed this law, why it has to be this effective. You know, it is not for me, it is for them, it is for their children. And I believe that there are so many mothers in that country today that are celebrating this law because no woman would want to see their child being shipped off into marriage. No woman would want to, you know, your child become a bride within a year, your child become a diseased person. No woman would want that. So I know I have the support of the mothers. By extension, I will have the support of the fathers because the mothers are the ones who share the same room with the fathers, and they will have the time to talk to their husbands and let them see sense that whatever we're doing is not for politics. If it was politics, we'll just put the law in one side of the country and say, this is a law for the Southeast or this is the law for the North. But no, this is a law for every child in Sierra Leone, whether you are SLPP, whether you are APC, it doesn't matter. It is for the nation, and it will improve the lives of our children. It will also protect them. It will empower them. It will give them the space to grow, to, for them to be a child when it is necessary. And when they are grown enough as a woman, they would also behave like a woman. But you cannot force a child to be a woman when they are children. That's not possible.
Now, you were quoted as saying that this is a personal battle or a personal victory for you. What did you mean by that?
It's a personal journey for me, because I mean, I believe you know this. I was married off when I was 12 years old. I was married off when I was 12 years old. So I'm not speaking from somebody else's hymn sheet. I'm speaking from my own experience. I know how frightening that is. I know how terrifying. I know how it kills a child's dream. I know how a child will just say, you know what? Why would I even bother to go to school? What's the point of me wasting my time when I already know what my fate is? So you don't plan, you don't dream, you don't wish for anything. In fact, in your quiet time, the only thing you wish for is for God to just take you so that you're not part of this world. Why would a child who's supposed to be somebody in a society now be wishing to die just because another person is making a decision on their lives? I know that feeling. I was once in that situation, and I don't wish that even for my enemy. So I will not sit when God has blessed me with this opportunity where I am today and not use this opportunity to change the lives of our children.